So good to see everybody this morning. If someone were to ask, who is Dayla? Most likely you would hear answers like Neil's wife, or Shannon and Rachel and Dale's mother, a sister, a daughter, a pastor, someone's best friend. Depending on how well they knew me, you may get more obscure answers, like the woman who lives on the corner house, or the woman who drives the little red car. And regardless of the answers that you get, is that who I am? In a way, those answers are correct, but aren't I so much more than that? People might give you answers like the short lady, or the woman with the crazy laugh, or maybe more characteristics of my personality, as Dayla is the lady that's dependable or organized, that you can call if you need a friend. And depending on what day of the week it is, you might get the woman who was arguing and complaining with the cashier at the store. It's all in the perception of the person you are asking. And it all depends on where they know me from and how well they know me. If Jesus were standing in front of you right now and asked you the same question that he asked of his disciples that day, who do people say that I am? Do you have an answer? Jesus had been in ministry for roughly 2.5 years. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He made the lame to walk. He gave sight to the blind. But still, the people didn't see Jesus for who he really was. I had us read the Apostles' Creed this morning because as United Methodists, it's a proclamation of what we believe. Now, what we believe isn't always the same as why we believe it. But our creed puts into black and white what we believe. And when it comes to the section on Jesus Christ, we believe Jesus Christ to be God's only Son. We believe Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. We believe that he died, that he was buried, and we believe that he rose again. We believe he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, and that he will come again to judge us. So if someone asks you, who is Jesus? Is this what you would say to them? Probably not. The kids gave awesome answers this morning. When Jesus asked his disciples who the people said he was, they gave a variety of answers as well. John the Baptist, obviously back from the dead. And they had similarities. They both preached the kingdom of heaven was coming. They both called to repentance. That's not who he was. Still others said Elijah or Jeremiah or a great prophet. These various opinions of the people did say that they thought of Jesus as somebody that deserved high regard. As a man of God. But they still didn't know who he was. These people were probably not much different than the people today who will tell you that they believe in Jesus as a great teacher, but they don't know him personally as their Lord and Savior of their life, the Savior of the world. So when Jesus then turns to his companions and he asks, "Who do you say that I am?" Now remember, they had been with him on a daily basis for over 2 years. They'd seen firsthand the way he lived, the miracles that he performed. They heard him teach and they heard him preach. He wanted to know how they saw him. So Peter, not one to shy away, says, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." In essence, he's saying, "We don't believe what the people believe. We don't believe you to be John the Baptist or Elijah or a great prophet." So when we say what we do believe, we're also saying what we don't believe. And Jesus responds to Peter and he says, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." He knows that Peter didn't come to the belief on his own. Through his own understanding, he knew that it was his Father in heaven who had revealed this to Peter. How Peter must have felt. He got the answer right. Our scripture continues and says, "Peter, on you I will build the church." Now this one time Peter got it right, we have to remember that he's also the one who will deny Christ not very long down the road. And I'm like Peter, I know that I, and I'm sure most of you, have failed Christ at one time or another in our life. Maybe not through the use of words, but maybe in our actions, in the way that we live, or talk, or act. Maybe we don't always reflect who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Perhaps we feel uncomfortable or even embarrassed at times to bring it up or disagree with someone, or maybe even to take someone's back when they're trying to minister to someone. We don't want to rock the boat. What's the saying? That you don't, if you want to stay friends, you don't discuss with friends politics, money, or religion. What a gracious Lord and Savior we have, though, that even when we fail to confess him at every opportunity that we have, when sin and Satan and the horde of evil that's in this world prey upon us and then sometimes even bar us from proclaiming who Christ is, we have the tremendous promise that Christ will always love us. So who do you say Jesus is? Even though Peter got the right answer, and he didn't even really know what he was saying, Jesus isn't the Messiah that Peter was expecting. Jesus hadn't done anything to look like a Messiah. The Messiah they were looking for was going to come in like a warrior with a sword, take down all the oppressive powers. He was going to be the one that purifies, burning away the bad and throwing out the bad parts of the world. But instead, Jesus came in as a peasant, not a warrior. Instead of being the one who purifies and throws out that that's bad and unclean, he sits with the sinner. He eats with the unclean. He has a meal with them. He draws near to them. He doesn't throw them out. And he certainly doesn't topple anything or anyone. But rather, he's the one that's crucified on the cross. So what is Jesus really telling Peter? when he goes on to say, on you, Peter, I will build my church. I think Jesus is saying, I'll build my church on a foundation of confession and boldness, upon people who are not afraid to speak up, upon people who aren't afraid to make a mistake and confess and ask for forgiveness. I'll build my church upon people who are real, people who fall down and get back up, people who will listen to the Spirit of God and speak up, even though they're not strong every time. People who will learn from their mistakes and grow. People who will draw strength from the mountains and valleys in this life. Jesus is going to save the world, but it's not the way they expected. And even though Jesus isn't the Messiah Peter is expecting, and even though Peter's answer is right, but still sort of not right, he still says, blessed are you, Peter. Now here's your Greek lesson for the day. When Jesus says, on you I'll build my house, you are the rock, the word that he uses there is petros. P-E-T-R-O-S, and it means pebble, or stones, part of a larger rock. And the Greek word for rock is petra, P-E-T-R-A, means boulder, great big rock. So Jesus says to Peter, I knew I would build my church, but you will be one piece of a much larger foundation. And so it is for us. Jesus is going to build his church on people like you and me. People who stumble when they ask the question, who do you say that I am? People who clam up and go silent at times. The beauty of being a small part or something that's much bigger than you, it's what you do matters. It also means that the Church of God doesn't solely rely on one person's shoulders and goodness. We go through this together. We look on our past only to draw strength from it, not to live in it. Only to give us hope for our future. We take from our past that which we need to take. The lessons that we learned. We remember the places that we fell. And we look for where God was in those situations. And we build our future one pebble at a time, one person at a time. We build our church one visitor at a time. We go through this together, helping each other. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say the church is? Is it this building? Is it these pews and this pulpit? I don't think so. I think it's each and every one of us. Is Jesus defined by the role he fills in your life? Is he there for somebody to pray to when you need something? Is he defined by the characteristics of the kind of relationship that you have with him? Is Jesus just your Savior? Or is he Lord of your life? Is he the Son of God? Or is he the Son of God and your best friend? Who do you say that Jesus is? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to come together as a church and to put all of us together and build on a solid foundation. Help us to grow, dear Lord. Help us to be bold and not walk away or shy away from opportunities to proclaim who you are, who your Son is. May Jesus not just be our Savior, but maybe he be the Lord of our lives. Amen.